This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. I've just made up lyrics to that song for all you listeners who've been listening to it for years. Didn't know there were lyrics.
Now there are.
And as rock and roll tends to go, they're a bit redundant and repetitive and echoing and dual.
There probably are lyrics to that song. I just don't know what they are.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
It's the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, I am your host, the captain, and I'm joined by...
Ian.
And we are here to talk about all sorts of fun things and... Well, take your calls.
And unfun things like the election, where Bernie Sanders is apparently running away with the Nevada caucuses today.
I've seen a great meme. It's a picture of Bernie, but then he's in like the white plantation owner's outfit, and he's got a little mustache and the little bow tie. And it says,
like the colonel?
It says, free chicken for everyone. Colonel Bernie Sanders, everybody, has brought to you as... Only by audio description.
Which of these scum-sucking liars will be in charge?
Yeah, if you need a leader, well, you should be able
go
to...
Go pick one.
Go out and pick one and
just don't
follow
force it
that
on
person.
Me. I don't want your leaders.
I have no use for them. But you know what I do have a use for? Dogs. I love dogs. I'm a dog lover.
I
used to raise dogs. I've had dogs. Love dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs are man's best friend and all that kind of stuff.
Yep,
and in
yep.
fact, I think I like canines as a species more. Like humans.
They don't talk back.
Well, and they'll, like, stand up for you and, you know, all the stuff you expect a friend to do. And there's a company named after dogs that I think you had an article about.
I do. Greyhound.
Greyhound. Leave the driving to them used to be their slogan for a bunch of years.
Yeah, and there's really, really good news. In fact, the last time we talked about Greyhound, there was also some pretty good news about how Greyhound is handling ICE, the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Bureaucracy.
This is also known as the man for our listeners out there.
Yeah, and the story we covered previously, and I think it was like, I don't know, a year or so ago maybe, was that Greyhound had actually been putting Know Your Rights information out on, like, giant posters in their various different facilities, right? So, like, the bus stops, there's posters, sort of self-promotional.
What kind of information did these posters contain?
Basically, know your rights in regards to how to handle encounters with the Border Patrol and the police.
Like, don't talk to cops and all that kind of...
Like,
wow,
you don't have to consent to a search. Don't talk to the police kind of, you know, here's what your rights are, learn them, use them, that kind of thing.
That's amazing. How come more businesses don't do this kind of thing?
Well, in the case of Greyhound, they specifically had been targeted for more than a decade by the Border Patrol. What would happen would be they would pull a bus over, and Border Patrol would board the bus... They would then, and I've never actually experienced this,
right.
So I've only read about it, because the last time I rode a Greyhound was like 20 years ago, but the way they would do it would be they'd board the bus, and they would, of course, they're intimidating, right? Their job is to be intimidating,
yep.
they're scary, they got a gun on their hip.
It's a shiny badge.
They got the badges, they got the uniform, they got their hand on their gun, and they're walking down the aisle of the bus, and they're asking you questions. Who on this bus came from Mexico or, you know, whatever. Whatever the questions are that they're asking.
Yep.
And the thing is, you don't have to answer their questions, right? So I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice. But it's my understanding, it doesn't matter where you're from.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you came from Mexico or came from Canada or China or Kansas. You don't have to answer these people's questions. They aren't there looking for you specifically. They don't have a warrant for you. Even if they did have a warrant for you, you still wouldn't have to answer. Is Captain Kickass on this bus? You wouldn't have to raise your hand. You're not under any obligation to speak to these people.
Right.
Okay. And so that's what Greyhound was informing people of, was their right to remain silent.
I only wish more businesses would do this.
Sure.
This is so great.
Well, and again, they are doing it because they finally got to the point where they realized their customers are being hurt by this.
Right.
And they needed to step in.
Well, you mean federal agents randomly pulling over buses interferes with their business model in some way?
Yeah.
Gosh, go figure.
And kudos to them for finally doing this. Now, it took a long time for them to figure it out and to finally stop being such an obedient little bitch corporation, which, of course, most corporations are going to go along to get along. They're going to do what they're told. Whatever the government says, they're going to jump 3 feet higher than they have to.
Compliance and docile.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of this obedience comes from. But finally, they put down their foot. They said, we're going to inform our riders. They had posters in Spanish, posters in English, letting people know their rights. Well, now they're going to the next level. This, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, where Greyhound, the nation's largest bus company, said Friday that it will stop allowing Border Patrol agents without a warrant to even board their buses to conduct routine immigration checks. The company's announcement came 1 week after the Associated Press reported on a leaked Border Patrol memo confirming that agents can't board private buses without the consent of the bus company. Greyhound had previously insisted that even though it didn't like the immigration checks, it had no choice under federal law but to allow them. In an emailed statement, the company said it would notify the Department of Homeland Security that it does not consent to unwarranted searches of its buses or in areas of terminals that are not open to the public, such as company offices or any areas a person needs a ticket to access. So this is a big, big deal. And
that's just so fantastic. I want to book a Greyhound ticket right now. I got to figure out somewhere to go quick.
Greyhound said it would provide its drivers and bus station employees updated training regarding the new policy, meaning they're going to train their drivers to just say no. When these agents try to pull them over and harass them, they're going to be trained to say no. Unless you have a warrant, officer, you're not allowed to board this. Do you have a ticket or a warrant? Because one or the other, you're not getting on.
I wish I had the applause button to press because this deserves a standing ovation, in my opinion.
Well, I will have to train you on the applause button because it's,
we have one?
It's in the show stuff folder under the SFX subfolder. You'll find it there.
All right. More training for me coming up.
So they say further, quote, our primary concern is the safety of our customers and team members, and we are confident these changes will lead to an improved experience for all parties involved. Well, finally, after 2 decades, they finally have figured out that their primary concern is for their customers. Now, look, I understand why companies don't want to do things like this. When they take a political stance like this, they are inevitably going to make somebody mad.
Right.
There's going to be somebody out there who says, well, I'm never going to ride a Greyhound ever again in my life. These people trying to protect immigrants, they're trying to stop these good Border Patrol folks from getting on them buses and stopping these illegals. I'm never buying Greyhound again. So you know there's somebody out there that is saying that right now.
Yeah.
But
perhaps even in a variety of accents.
Maybe. However, Greyhound has made the decision that it's worth that risk, that they understand that the people that want to ride Greyhound, they're better serving their customers overall by protecting them from these police searches.
Yes.
Even if they're going to lose a few of their clients who are, oh, man, they're not supporting the government, they've made a very calculated decision here, and kudos for them for going out on a limb, basically, and making the decision to protect some of their riders at the potential cost of angering some of the other riders.
Well, and I wonder, sometimes, we know from online life, social media, all that kind of thing, there's this thing called viral. Something goes viral, mm-hmm. right? That just means it's generally either a fad or something that catches on quickly, right?
Yep.
And we know with any sort of social movement that, like, the second man is the most important, right? So there's always the first man, right, that everybody ridicules and thinks is crazy or whatever. They stand up for a thing, right? Like, slavery is bad. And at the time, everybody's like, well, everybody's got slaves. We've always had slaves, always going to have slaves or whatever. And so they look at him like he's ridiculous. It's the second person that stands up and supports that first person that's the most important in any social movement, right? It's called the second man. So I wonder who's the second business, right? If Greyhound is doing this, right, who's the second business that's going to stand up and help their customers, quote unquote, and avoid these sorts of legal traps?
It's an interesting question, and there's more to say about this, so we'll do that coming up.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
And how do you feel about it?
How do you feel? Give us a call. Let us know. FreeTalkLive.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount at LibertyCon.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Saturday night. We're already into the third hour of Free Talk Live on this live Saturday night edition. I am your host, the Captain, and I'm joined by
Ian.
Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. We have some callers on hold at the moment. But first, I wanted to tell you about Edge Wallet. It is available for iOS and Android as a mobile cryptocurrency wallet. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold a variety of cryptocurrencies. It's completely user-controlled. You own your money with support for BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, many more. They have a veteran team of developers who've been building since 2014 with the tagline, "Secure Your Freedom." You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app, edge.app. And so we've been talking a lot about a lot of stuff, but I wanted to just, again, just say hooray to Greyhound for putting up Know Your Rights posters for all of their travelers.
That was their first step.
What was the second?
Second step was now, so that was like a year ago, they started doing Know Your Rights stuff. Now they've determined that, in point of fact, they don't even have to let the Border Patrol on the bus at all.
Oh, right, that was right. And, again, a major congratulations just across the board.
Yeah.
I wish more businesses would respond, and I had asked the question, who's the second business going to be? If you run a business and you're doing this type of stuff, or you're an employee of a business who does this type of stuff, call in, let us know.
Well, I mean, it's a different situation, say, for airlines, because they're lock, stock, and barrel owned by the government from top to bottom, as far as every airport they go to is run by the government, so therefore they're subjected to the TSA. There's just no way they can get around that. So I don't think we're going to see any of the airlines like throwing off the TSA or anything like that anytime soon. But because Greyhound is on the roads, they have a little more leeway as far as, you know, they're in their own private stations. The Greyhound bus stations are owned by Greyhound, or at the very least, you know, Greyhound's paying a lease or rental fee for that. They're privately run. Most of them are.
They assumably own the buses themselves.
So they're locking out the Border Patrol from any private areas of their stations. Obviously, they can't keep Border Patrol out from, like, you know, the front sidewalks or whatever, but they, hey, if you don't have a ticket, mister, you can't come on this bus.
Well, let's take this moment to go to your calls and your thoughts, because
or a warrant.
We have Mwesige, am I pronouncing that correctly? He's calling from, I believe, Uganda. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, please. Mwesige Jerome from Uganda. I'm the administrative officer, actually, on economic development.
Man, it sounded good when we screened the call, too.
Yeah, sure did. We're getting a little bit of garble. I'm just going to put you on hold for a minute, Mwesige. We're going to come back to you in just a minute.
We had another listener who had actually tested the call with Mwesige, who said that it was bad. And I said, well, we should test it, because it might sound different to us, right? Like, if you're in one area of the world and you test with somebody, it might be a different connection.
Yep.
And when we had him on during the break, it sounded okay. And
I was okay on the screen. And we'll come back to him in just a minute and see if the connection improves, because that did sound like latency.
Yeah, well, he's probably got a really bad connection out wherever he is in Uganda, would be my guess.
Maybe. But we can come back to him in just a minute and give him another shot. I wanted to finish up our thoughts on Greyhound, though. Did we have more in the article?
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit more. They say that Greyhound, this is, by the way, from the Chicago Sun-Times, and by the way, they didn't get a comment from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. They did not return a call. Greyhound has faced pressure from the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, immigrants' rights activists, and Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to stop allowing sweeps on buses within 100 miles of an international border or coastline. In many cases, the buses being checked were not crossing or even approaching an international boundary. Critics say the practice is intimidating and discriminatory and has become more common under President Donald Trump. Border Patrol arrests, but by the way, this has been going on for years, since back to the Bush presidency, through Obama.
I remember when they did that whole 100 miles within the border thing, which is a long way, by the way, away from a border, for you to be like, yeah, you're kind of near the border. 100 miles? You're not really near the border.
Border Patrol arrests videotaped by other passengers have sparked criticism, and Greyhound faces a lawsuit in California alleging it violated consumer protection laws by facilitating these raids. Andrea Flores, deputy director of the ACLU's equality division, said, quote, "We are pleased to see Greyhound clearly communicate that it does not consent to racial profiling and harassment on its buses. By protecting its customers and employees, Greyhound is sending a message that it prioritizes the communities it serves." Good. They should be prioritizing their customers, not these government goons.
Absolutely, 100%.
Who are harassing their customers. The Border Patrol has insisted that it doesn't profile passengers based on their appearance, but instead asks all passengers whether they are citizens or in the country legally. You don't have to answer these people. I just want to make it clear, again, not an attorney, but it's my understanding that you have no obligation to answer any government bureaucrat's questions at any time. And the thing that Greyhound's doing so brilliantly here is they're just not even allowing the questions to be asked anymore. Because
yep.
It used to be that the government goons would get on the bus and they'd start asking their questions. Go down the aisle, one person, person after person, asking these questions. And that's intimidating.
Yep.
Even if you know your rights, it's still a scary situation.
Or even, and are they still doing those Viper teams where they just randomly show up at a Greyhound terminal and screen
that's
people?
That's TSA, and I don't know what's going on with them. I haven't seen a story about that, but that doesn't mean they're not doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that. That's a good question. If you've seen any activity or news about these Viper teams, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. So the Border Patrol says the bus checks are an important way to ferret out human trafficking, narcotics, and illegal immigration. Well, guess you're going to have to figure out some other way to do that, bureaucrats. Some other bus companies, including Jefferson Lines, which operates in 14 states, and MTR Western, which operates the Pacific Northwest, have already taken similar steps to those announced by Greyhound. So there you go. They're not alone in this.
Nice.
Other bus companies are doing the same thing, and they beat Greyhound to it. So Greyhound is the second guy.
Nice.
Or the third. Flores said the ACLU will continue to push other bus companies to follow suit. The memo obtained by the AP was dated January 28th, addressed to all chief patrol agents, and signed by then Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost just before she retired. It confirms the legal position that Greyhound's critics have taken, that the Constitution's Fourth Amendment prevents agents from boarding buses and questioning passengers without a warrant or the consent of the company. And that's what Greyhound has been doing this whole time, claiming they thought that they had to allow the bureaucrats on.
Hey, you know, at least they refought it.
They did. They did. It took a lot of pressure, and God knows how much money, you know, the ACLU had to spend to make this happen. But
yeah. I mean, hooray for them. You're, like, as you said, protecting their customers. These are people who have bought a ticket from one destination to another destination via your company in your bus. Of course your first priority should be to protect them and get them from point A to point B, as, you know, the contract implies with their payment.
Final quote here. When transportation checks occur on a bus or non-checkpoint locations, the agent must demonstrate that he or she gained access to the bus with the consent of the company's owner or one of the company's employees. An agent's actions while on the bus, quote, would not cause a reasonable person to believe that he or she is unable to terminate the encounter with the agent. And let's talk about what that means coming up.
Would you be more likely to ride the Greyhound after hearing this news?
I believe I would.
Yeah. That's for certain. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More of your calls and thoughts coming up.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bernie Sanders has done well in the Nevada caucuses. He's taken a big lead and is the projected winner with more than double his closest competitor, Joe Biden. Pete Buttigieg is in third. Biden tells KLAS-TV, Nevada is a melting pot, which is more representative of the country as a whole.
This is the first state we're in where it represents what the country looks like. It represents as a significant black population, Latino population, union population, and just hardworking people who are trying to make it.
Sanders has been campaigning in Texas.
What we are going to do is invest in jobs for our kids, in education for our kids, not more jails and incarceration.
President Trump tweets, looks like Crazy Bernie is doing well in the great state of Nevada. Biden and the rest look weak. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're hanging out with us this Saturday night on the live edition. It's always live, at least between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific. And that would be...
There you go, for the Pacific times.
Yeah, yeah. Just in case there's any time travelers out there, I do a bit of that for my day gig where I have to deal with people in, you know, four different time zones at times. So,
do you have the different clocks on the wall? Like they do in the movies?
I do not, but whenever I get sort of fumbled up by you know, somebody in a different time zone, I often think of doing exactly that. You're just getting the four different clocks and that kind of thing. So, it's the live Saturday night version. I am your host, Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Ian.
And I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one called Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, like I do, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu, and remember to use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. please remember to take advantage of that. So let's go right into your calls and your thoughts. Joining us via Discord is Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, Captain.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to report that, in a few years back, I was on a couple of trips across New York along Lake Erie or Lake Ontario.
Okay.
One of those, you know. So basically, because that was close to the border of, you know, through the middle of the St. Lawrence Seaway, the Border Patrol, just, you know, on the Greyhound bus, I was on a couple of different Greyhound bus trips.
Yeah, and then what happened?
One was in the Erie, PA, and, you know, they climbed on.
When was this?
This would have been as many as 7-8 years
ago.
Yeah,
they've been doing this for the last 2 decades. Okay, go ahead. So they climbed on.
And, you know, they're inquiring, you know, what's your citizenship and mm-hmm. all of this stuff.
Asking everyone, right, on the bus?
Yeah. And the one in PA, it was daytime and I was awake. And so, you know, my response to them when they wanted to know what my citizenship was, I just told them I'm an Ohio native.
Okay.
But you told them more than you had to.
Yeah, but it just, you know, I knew it wasn't going to betray anything. I didn't live in Ohio anymore.
And somebody who should know better, honestly, Bad Slave. I mean, you should have known that you didn't have to tell these people anything. And that would have been a perfect opportunity to put on a demonstration for the rest of the passengers and show them how to exercise their rights.
Well, you know, the fact is I didn't answer their question.
But you kind of did.
They chimed in and says, oh, so you're an American citizen. And I didn't say yes or no. And then there was another time that it was the middle of the night, and I pretended to be asleep, and they just went by me.
Hmm. Did you happen to witness they, and I'm assuming these are, you know, ICE or Customs or somebody along those lines, if you were on the Greyhound, but did you notice or witness them, you know, taking anybody off of the bus?
I don't think so. Not in those two cases.
So basically, this sounds like a captive audience who were stopped and frisked without their consent, arguably.
Yeah, well, they didn't look at anybody's stuff, and there may have actually been a handgun.
Did they have a dog or anything like that? Did you notice a police dog with them?
No, they didn't bring a dog.
Okay.
Either one.
All right,
well,
thanks for the story.
Thanks for sharing the story, Bad Slave. We appreciate the call, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, and obviously people are going to do what they're going to do in those circumstances, and they're intimidating, and I'm not saying that he was intimidated, but you don't have to answer their question.
Yeah. I mean,
okay? So why bother? Why even give them the dignity of responding to that question at all?
I get that as a human being, it might be a little difficult to not talk to somebody who's in your face wearing a badge with their hand on their gun, or even perhaps they've, you know, flipped the little latch off of their gun so now their gun is ready to be pulled at a moment's notice, and they fear for their life or whatever they claim. I understand that in the face of that, it is difficult to keep your mouth shut. I get that as a human being, but it's imperative, in my opinion, again, not an attorney, but in my opinion, there is no reason that I can think of to talk to the police at all, ever.
No, you don't want to do that. And look, I'm also not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice, but the best response I've ever seen, because nowadays there's this stupid Supreme Court ruling that basically says that even though you have a right to remain silent, you have to like exercise it. You have to like say that you're going to remain silent, which is so counterintuitive and stupid, but that's my understanding of that ruling. So if you feel like you must respond, although as he pointed out, he was asleep, pretending to be asleep one time, and they didn't like touch him, right? Like they didn't try to wake him up. So that's one approach, I suppose. But also, you could say, I don't answer questions.
I like that one.
And if they come at you again with another question, you say,
I don't answer questions.
Yeah, and then just keep saying it until they get it through their thick skull that you're not going to be intimidated into answering their questions. And they'll move on. Here's what else I'd recommend. Pull out your video camera. Because remember, the story said that some the passengers recorded some of these interactions. And that's what went, you know, some of these things. I never actually ended up hearing about these videos until reading about them. But
sure,
those went and got shared. And that's what got some outrage stirred about what was going on. Because it's one thing to hear it from somebody. It's another thing to actually see this happening, where some goons come on this bus in the middle of the night or whatever it was, and start intimidating people into obeying them and answering their questions. Grab the video camera and then exercise your rights in front of everybody else. Put on a show.
Yeah, in this day of technology, the camera is your friend.
Absolutely. It's your best friend.
When it's your camera, you know, and particularly if you've done nothing wrong, if you've not harmed a person or property.
And you got to remember, people are real social animals. They tend to follow the pack. As much as we might want folks to be individuals and leaders and, you know, step away from the pack, that's just not how people are.
Well, yeah.
So when you hold up your video camera, you're the first person to do it. There's a good chance you might empower another person to grab their, oh, wow, I can record this? And then all of a sudden, three more cameras pop up.
Yeah,
on
I
the
should
bus.
Get a backup in case that guy confiscates his camera or something, right?
And then maybe somebody will be streaming it live on their social media site, and then somebody else will be recording it, or somebody else has cell 411, and they just. So the more people can do this, the better. And the same thing's true in a lot of circumstances. It can be as simple as just crossing the street. This is one of my favorite examples of going up to a street corner where you've got the push to cross button and typical people just stand there and wait, even though there's like no cars around or it's clearly safe to cross in one direction. And if you just stand there, people will just stand there. But as soon as one person starts to cross, a lot of the people who are standing there will go with the flow.
I've also seen that in action. Either been the instigator or the partaker. Definitely an interesting phenomena. 855-450-FREE. Do you follow the pack or do you lead the pack?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Come on! It is Saturday night. And we're here at Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Call in, give us your thoughts. We're going to go back to your calls and your thoughts in just a minute. But first, I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2020. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, which I'll be getting to see for my first time. So come join us.
It's very nice.
Party with the captain at ForkFest.
Watch out for the checkpoint in Woodstock that they tend to put up. Usually it's southbound, though, so it'll be on your way back. Since we've been talking about the Border Patrol and harassing people on the roads, there's actually a fairly regularly occurring Border Patrol checkpoint that happens in northern New Hampshire. And myself and some other Free Talk Live co-hosts a couple of years ago actually made a point of running through that checkpoint and recording video and standing up for our rights. It went very well.
That's journeyman level advice. Be careful when it comes to the man on your way to ForkFest, which happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival. And ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day this year than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire?
I'm excited.
I am too.
There's not a better place that you could possibly be that weekend.
You can simply relax and go camping with other Liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party, P-A-R-T-Y.
You know, Taryn Lupo, I don't think you've probably met him yet.
I have not.
He's an interesting guy. He did some co-hosting with us for a little while. He used to live in this region of New Hampshire. He now lives up in the northern part of the state, so we haven't seen him down here in a while. But he was a regular Porcupine Freedom Festival attendee, and he used to throw a party every single year, kind of like with a different theme. So one year it was pirate-themed, another year was like 80s-themed.
All right.
And so he's always throwing a big party at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This year he joined the ForkFest chat room at... You can go to ForkFest.party, and there's a link to the Telegram chat room there.
Okay.
And he announced that he was no longer going to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that he was going to begin attending ForkFest instead, and he's going to throw his party.
He has forked himself.
Yeah, he's going to throw his party that he throws every year at ForkFest instead of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And he came up with a great name, because, again, ForkFest, it's a decentralized thing.
Yeah.
So, like, you want to call it something else, you can call it something else.
Yeah.
And there's no official name for this thing. It's just the time of the year when these libertarians get together at this campground. So he's calling it ForkFest Classic, which I just thought was the cool, the super cool name.
Original recipe, bro.
Yeah, I love it. Because it really did have in 2019, which was its third year, so this will be its fourth year this year.
Yeah.
But in 2019, it really captured the feel of the old Porcupine Freedom Festivals. And I had been going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival since 2007, so I've been to quite a few of them. And it really did have that vibe to it, especially on the penultimate night of the, which is the night before the last night, of ForkFest last year. And then what happened was the last night, some of the Porcupine Freedom Festival people started showing up to kind of get set up the day before, because it used to be that ForkFest came before the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Was next.
And because all these Porcupine Freedom Festival people were there, like their security staff showed up, and they're like puttering around on golf carts, and they started putting up their Porcupine Freedom Festival signs and the rules for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And so this feeling came across the festival, and it just kind of died. ForkFest kind of went away that final night.
Buzzkill, man.
Yeah, it was total buzzkill. The vibe was totally different on that last night. It was, like, real quiet. Everybody was in bed early. There was no late night. Whereas the night before that, it was, like, 4 in the morning. Things are going strong.
On, yeah.
Everything's going good. There's, like, the party tent. There's the dome. There's all these things happening. So now that the festivals are reversed, meaning the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to happen, then the transition's going to happen into ForkFest.
Yeah.
And then once ForkFest is over, it's over. So it's going to be an interesting feel this year. It's going to be very different, and I'm excited about it.
I have to just share a little thing. So I'm friends with some folks in a band out of Colorado, the Denver area, called MF Ruckus. And I'll let you decide.
Yeah, I can't say what the MF stands for.
Yeah, but and they have great music. They're a rock and roll party band, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the greatest live bands I've ever seen. I'm surprised they're not, you know, doing better than they are. But they're a really good band. Anyway, before they were called MF Ruckus, they were called Fourth Year Freshmen. And they spelled it all weird, too, like F-O-R-T-H-Y-E-E-R, freshman, right?
Yeah,
for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But it occurs to me that I'll be attending ForkFest in its fourth year, but yet I will be a ForkFest freshman. So I am truly
the
fourth year freshman. So, yeah, guys in MF Ruckus, if you are listening, I am the embodiment of your former band
member. All right, cool. Well, I think it's great. ForkFest.party or ForkFest Classic. I hope somebody registers that website, too. Like, that would be cool to have two different websites about the same event, basically, and just sort of marketing it differently or whatever.
That'd be great. Let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Pope James in the Vatican. Pope James, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Pope James.
Going once.
Pope James
going twice. Well, I can't say we really missed out on much.
Pope James sold to the highest bidder for a winning quantity of nothing. my favorite type.
Hey, by the way, you know, we've been talking about knowing your rights and exercising your rights. Yeah. I just so happen to have a magazine here in the studio.
What is this ancient artifact of which you speak?
It's not that ancient. Well, you mean magazines in general. The anachronism.
A magazine?
The anachronism of the magazine. This is the winter 2020 issue of ACLU magazine,
okay,
which they send to me because I like the New Hampshire version of the ACLU. The national one, yeah, not as good. But they still have some good information. They take some good positions on some pretty important civil liberties issues. And one of those is knowing your rights. There's actually a story in here about immigration and specifically what to do. So remember, we said we're not attorneys,
yeah,
so we can't give legal advice. But the ACLU is attorneys.
And they can give legal
advice. And they
advice.
Can give legal
what
advice.
What do they have to say? Ian?
Which we can read to you. Now, this one's pretty brief. It talks about raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been diminished in part because of information sharing inside and outside of immigrant communities and via social media about what to do when approached by the police or ICE, which is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the federal Customs and Border Patrol people. Here's some advice that citizens and non-citizens alike can share with their immigrant friends and neighbors.
I'm all ears.
And not just their immigrant friends and neighbors. This is for everyone. Point one. There's only three here. 3 points. Remain silent when questioned about immigration status. That includes people who are born here, okay? I want to make that clear. Immigrants don't have to answer the question, and native-born people don't have to answer the question, because you have a right to remain silent, no matter who you are.
The whole preposterousness of what plot of dirt you were born on gives you certain rights or not rights is just, it's just that, it's preposterous.
Because rights, if you believe in them, and we do here on Free Talk Live, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I presume you do believe in rights.
We have rights.
Yeah. Well, it's a belief, okay? You can't prove you have rights. It's a common belief that is a good belief to have. It is a beneficial belief because the idea of rights are human rights, not citizen rights.
I've certainly exercised my rights at certain points in my life. So
yeah, and you have rights because you're a human being, not because you were born, your mother pushed you out of her womb on a specific plot of land. Right. That doesn't have to do with it. What the government is supposed to do, the government gang here in the United States, is they're supposed to respect your rights. Now, we know they don't, and that's what Immigration and Customs Enforcement is up to when they're trying to ask you a bunch of questions and harass you and intimidate you. So remain silent. That's point one. Point two, keep doors closed to ICE officers who show up at homes or businesses unless they have arrest warrants. Keep doors closed. Doesn't say open up and have a chat. If you want to talk to them, which, again, you shouldn't. Remember, point one, remain silent.
Right.
But keep the doors closed. You don't have to answer the door for these people. If they've got a warrant, they're coming in anyway.
Fact.
Okay? And then finally, contact an attorney immediately and refuse to sign any documents if detained.
I like how they don't say, dial 911. No,
yeah,
they
sign, help you.
They say, call your attorney.
Right.
Find somebody that you trust who has a degree in law and call them.
And, of course, it wouldn't help to have the attorney, you know, before any of these things go down.
We're out of time already. Jeez, man.
But we'll be back tomorrow.
We will. Free Talk Live 7 nights a week. Catch us on your local radio stations.
I'd like to add something here. ACLU.org/KYR, standing for Know Your Rights, to get more information.
Know Your Rights. We'll see you all the next time. This has been Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.